What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the number to call. We got two more hours left here in the show. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. The Pistons are now up 2-0 in their series against the Cavs. It's virtually over. I didn't think Cleveland stood much of a chance. James Harden is a sports loser. We've been over this a million times. You get what you deserve when you do business with him and you bring him to your team. And I questioned a lot of the moves that the Cavs did around the deadline, including bringing in James Harden. The Pistons certainly stumbled in their first round series against the Magic. And if it wasn't for the fact that Orlando legit did not hit a shot in 45 minutes of actual time, not game clock time, but 45 minutes real time, they did not hit a shot. What was it, 1-for-24 in the fourth quarter? Just all-time historical, bad, pathetic shooting in a situation where Orlando had the series basically wrapped up. They were up 24 at halftime. They were up in the series 3-2. They had previously been up 3-1. And Detroit dodged a major bullet. And ever since being down 3-1, with a little bit of help from Orlando not being able to score the basketball, the Pistons have now rattled off 5 straight. And they have a very comfortable, much like the Knicks, 2-0 lead over the Cavs as we are on a collision course, which it feels like it was always going to be the case. I know people thought Boston, I just don't think Boston, their front court, the Tatum stuff, coming back from a major injury. To me, it was always Knicks Pistons. It was always going to be Knicks Pistons, especially coming off of last year. It just feels like not only the talent that the two teams have, but the sports universe making sure that there is a rematch between those two teams. Now, the Knicks still have work to do, and I'm not jumping ahead, but I think even without Anunoby, and I would not play him in this series anymore. And look, the injury is not as bad as we all feared. It is a hamstring strain, but it is a very, very, very mild one. There is optimism, reportedly, that the Knicks think that he could play in Game 3 or Game 4. Even if that's the case, even if they are optimistic, even if he's able to give it a go, I would not do it. I think the Knicks have enough without Anunoby, as important as he is, as great as he's been. I think they have enough to win this series quite easily without him. So I would not push it. I would not risk it. Now, the Pistons are a different ballgame. They're a different story. Obviously, the one seed, obviously, what happened during the regular season and the talent they have and the style they play. Anunoby and his defense is going to be needed in that because the Pistons are a hard hat, blue-collar team. Lunch pail. They took the Knicks. They gave them everything they could have last year. And they have a very good home court advantage as far as the crowd. So it's not going to be easy. They're going to have to get Anunoby back. And they're going to have to keep him healthy. Meaning if you put him on the floor here in the next game or two and he re-injures the hamstring or makes it worse or hurts another part of his body because he's favoring the hamstring and then you have him out for the rest of the playoffs or something like that, it's going to be a very tall order to get by not only the Pistons but whoever is sitting there waiting in the finals. Anunoby is just that good and that important as far as being a two-way player, the defense. And look, he can get buckets, 25, 27 a night without blinking an eye. And he's so, you know, he's not demonstrative. At times, Anunoby just flies under the radar. You almost forget about him to a degree because of all the discourse. You know, Brunson is so great and the discourse with Kat and how great he is. And Bridges, if he's not playing well, everybody's, Mikal can't do anything. Although Mikal's been great the last three games. Absolutely sensational. Defensively, and most importantly, when you consider the fact that he has had playoff games with 0 points, he's been scoring at a very high rate. 24, 17, 18 in his last three. So he's getting buckets. But Anunoby sometimes, maybe it's just because of his personality, whatever the case may be, you take him for granted. But he, every night, is giving you 20-something, great defense. He's just a integral part of this team, and he's paramount to their success and the run that they're going to go on here. So they have to keep him as healthy as humanly possible. And I would definitely err on the side of caution here. I would not play him in game three. I would not play him in game four. And the only way I would suit him up for game five is if the series is tied 2-2. That's it. If the Knicks are still up in the series, I would not play him in game five and then go from there. Keep him as healthy and rested as humanly possible for when you truly need him, and that's against the Pistons. The Sixers have enough problems of their own. Lack of depth, Embiid's health is a major, major issue. Philly might have used up all their gas and all their punches the series prior, getting back from a 3-1 deficit, battling back from that 3-1 deficit, and ultimately winning a Game 7 in Boston. That was probably their moment, and they put all their energy into that moment. And so far, it seems like they have little to nothing left in the tank. And you saw it in the fourth quarter in game two. Tired legs. The defense of the Knicks played a big role in it, but even when Maxey and guys got open shots, they weren't falling. And that shows me a team that is out of gas. And part of that is because they have no depth, and the other part of it is because of what they had to do to just win the first round. Where the Knicks, it was, even though they were down 2-1 in the series, was more rocking chair at the end because they were blowing the Hawks out. And now I expect Detroit, who is up 2-0 in this series against the Cavs, to pretty comfortably move on. And the Knicks to do the same. But I would do it without Anunoby. I would not force him out there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hi, Tommy. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Just what I was going to speak to you about is OG Anunoby. I feel let him play the fourth game, but limit him. And if they really don't need him, then if they're limiting him, let him play one quarter of the game when it's necessary, and then he'll be ready for the Pistons. So what's your thought on that?
So you would want to see him out there in like doses to keep him a little fresh?
Exactly, yeah.
I would rather, Phil, keep him in bubble wrap at this point because I don't think, even for a quarter, I don't think it's necessary. I think the Sixers are a beaten team. The Knicks are rolling right now. I think they're already up 2-0. They already have a comfortable lead. Unless this starts to get dicey, otherwise I would keep Anunoby where he is, and that is off the court.
Okay. I have another point about the football Giants.
Of course.
The guy that they signed was, I can't pronounce his name, Mogi. What is he, a tackle or a guard?
Yeah, no, they've signed a couple of people here and some big bodies for sure. So they're adding some size, no doubt about it, and obviously
to protect Dotto, obviously.
Yeah, no, of course, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, okay. And obviously the replace, I mean, they signed DJ Reader to essentially replace, to replace Dexter Lawrence. So that's obviously a situation that they had to identify for sure. And they've done
now this Harris that they brought in, is he as good as Dexter Lawrence or someone that just to fill?
Yeah, no, nobody's really Dexter Lawrence, especially if you're getting the best of Dexter Lawrence. So that's one of those situations where you're not going to duplicate a Dexter Lawrence overnight, if ever. And that's one of the risks that you run when you
exactly,
traded him.
Yeah.
But you look, they got a big time tackle in the draft at 10, so that Maui Noah, so that helps a lot because you have a player now that can protect Jackson Dart and establish the running game, which is what they want to do. And let's be real, they weren't stopping the run with Dexter Lawrence anyway. So hopefully some of these big bodies that they signed.
He really didn't do anything last year.
Yeah, Reader or Travis.
As a joke, yeah.
Yeah. So Travis and Reader are two guys that you're putting in there, big bodies that hopefully can stuff the run.
Okay, thanks, and have a good evening. Yep. Thank you.
No, you got it, Phil. Take care of yourself. And yes, I have giant expectations going into the season. Playoff appearance, 9 or 10 wins, whatever gets you there. That's where I'm setting my sights. Based on the head coach, the quarterback, the roster that continues to grow and get better. I expect a much more competitive team, a smash mouth style team, a team that could punish opponents with their running game. Jackson Dart is only going to get better. And you brought in a winner at head coach who wins games. And when you look at the Giants last year, there were so many that they gave away, especially defensively, and their record should have been a lot better, but it was a total mess of a season, whether it was not starting Jackson Dart right out of the gate, which I championed for, which I tried to get the start Dart movement going, and they didn't listen. It took a few weeks, and Russell Wilson was clearly a disaster. And is just no longer a starting quarterback in this league. And then the defense was horrible. The coaching was abysmal. And they left a lot of wins on the table. And if they had Harbaugh last year, the record would have looked a lot different. Now, fast forward to this year, and you have Dart in his second year. You get Neighbors back. You get Scataboo back. You added another guy that can help you in either as an inside linebacker or another guy to rush the quarterback in Reese. Edmonds, who has been a really good linebacker in his career, very steady. You draft a corner, hopefully he could take the rollover from Tay Banks, who obviously is not very good. The offensive line, which played extremely well last year. The best the Giants have looked on the offensive line in as long as I can remember. And obviously you spent the top 10 pick to beef up that offensive line. You signed a fullback. There's a lot to like about this team. Oh, Isaiah Likely, the receivers they've added, Mooney, Austin. We'll see about Beckham. Obviously, Slayton is going through some injury stuff. I think he's getting surgery or whatever. But either way, I would bring back Beckham. I like that. I like the idea of having a veteran in there. I like the idea of the vibes. I would be in for that. And I've been saying that for months. And hopefully, I know he had the physical, the tryout, the whole thing with them. So there's clearly interest. We know OBJ wants to come back. That's for sure. I like the idea of him finishing his career up here. Especially as a vet. You know, it's low risk. If he acts up, which I don't think he would. But if he did, you can get rid of him. But yes, I do have giant expectations. A playoff appearance. To me, that's, I don't look at this as a rebuild. I look at this as a team that's ready to win now. I see what the Patriots did last year with a new coach, with a young quarterback. I see what the Bears did with a new coach, a young quarterback. I see what the Jags did with the new coach, young quarterback. The Giants could easily be any one of those three teams this season. To me, there's no excuses. Now, I know we don't have the schedule yet. I know a lot of people wait on bated breath for the schedule. It's a huge day for fans. I, for one, we'll talk about it. It's not my, I don't get nuts about it. I know people love it. They want to plan some trips to go on the road. They want to see which game is where and who they're playing. I don't get too hung up on that. You know, wake me up when it's August, September, and I'll start to look at week one, and then we'll go from there. But there are many that want to see the whole full menu, and they want to navigate and try to think, okay, where are the Giants going to be? How are they going to manage this part of the season, that part of the season? And for football, unlike any other sport, the schedule truly really hits fans in the feels. They love it. They love it. It's an event, no doubt. But that's also because football is king, and football has figured out a way to not only market their sport, although, my goodness, that opening week, aren't they, where are they? They're like somewhere Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Saturday. Let's just play a game every single day of the week. Aren't they talking about possibly playing a game the Wednesday before Thanksgiving now? That's all we need. Really, when I'm sitting there on Thanksgiving enjoying what I think is such an amazing holiday, an underrated holiday, the middle child of holidays between Halloween and Christmas, doesn't get the love and respect and the attention it deserves. I never sit there on Thanksgiving and go, you know what I need more of? Football. I really wish we had a game last night. It's like, how many do you need? We already gave you three. Now, there always used to be just two games. Then we gave you a third game. And because we're football fans, we love it. And in all likelihood, if we have a family, the kids are asleep, the wife's passed out, the dog, you took him out for a walk, so you can watch a game at night. It's all good. It might be the best chance for you to watch a game on Thanksgiving. And then they put a game on Black Friday. Okay. Maybe we take the kids to the tree, the Polar Express, go to the mall, put up the tree, which I don't love. I feel like it should wait a little bit longer, but I'm, you know, there's these maniacs that put it up in October, so I guess I could live with the day after Thanksgiving. And I say that with love, maniacs, but I just think it's like, can we stop here? Before you know it, Christmas will be 12 months out of the year. Okay, we do all those things, and then we watch the Black Friday game. And then we have Michigan-Ohio State on Saturday. Oh, and then we have a full slate of games on Sunday. How much football on a weekend? And then you need one on Wednesday night, too? Get lost. Enough. Seriously. But this is football. Christmas could be on any day of the week. They'll play games. They release a schedule. Everybody loves it. They have truly, truly mastered the art of promotion for their sport. And that's why it's such a moneymaker, and that's why it's so popular. Besides the stuff that makes it popular, of course. The action, the violence, the once a week for your team, at least. The fantasy element of it, the gambling element of it, the pick segments. Oh, I have this game. And it's just, it's got every box checked for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Izzy in New Haven. What's up, Izzy?
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. No problem. Of course, Izzy. You don't have to thank me, though. You can just come on.
Oh, my bad. I'm at the drive-through, Tommy.
What do you got going on there? Ben. What do you got going on? A little drive-thru?
What do you work tenders.
With? Tenders. Love it. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. So the Yankees have options at every single position except for second base. Like first base, we got two of them. Catchers, we got two of them. Third base, shortstop, left field, right field. But Jazz is hitting .209 and, you know, six-something OPS. And only Judge has played more games than him. And I know he has, like, four or five outs above average. Mm-hmm. But it's not like he's had nearly as many wow defensive plays as Cabby or McMahon or Belly. And, like, can we give Jazz a break and maybe he gets right offensively again? But he's the only position we don't have options at, and he's not hitting great.
Yeah, I wonder out loud if Volpe could be...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens,
preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
A guy that could play a little second base, you could bring him up here, that's a possibility to be a backup. I hear you. It's definitely one of those situations where I think his numbers are going to get there, Jazz, so however the Yankees want to go about it, whether it's giving him a little rest or just waiting for the weather to truly heat up, and which is Jazz's words, not mine, when it's warm weather, he tends to hit more. I expect the numbers to be there. He's obviously in a year where it would behoove him to put up big numbers. So I expect it to get going, but I look at Volpe as maybe an option when he gets his situation figured out down there in AAA and they bring him back up, because ultimately they're going to bring him back up. I think Volpe will be part of this roster at some point this season. So that there's an option there. I don't know what they want to do with George Lombard. It's probably a little too early, but I could see him actually being more of the shortstop of the future down the line, and maybe Volpe being the second baseman, maybe Caballero moves around. But as far as this year, yeah, they got to get Jazz going, and however they get there is fine, because I think ultimately he will get going.
Well, let's hope so. Love the energy you bring every night. Also love the soundboard. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it, Izzy. Thank you. You know, 7 to midnight, I feel like the energy is where I want it to be. I don't know if the energy is perfect at 10 to 2, but that also could just be me just feeling that way. And also, it's 10 to 2. I think you can take it down just a little notch.
Lukey, not that much. Not that much. Recorded Lukey. Lukey. Lukey from the... Not that much. We can't be whispering. We can't whisper.
But we can't be screaming either at 3 in the morning.
But we can't whisper either.
Lukey.
Because we're going to put everybody to sleep. Because it's after hours. What comes after hours, after hours? We can't be sleepy. You're falling very much asleep. It's 3 in the morning.
But you can't be yelling and screaming either. Blah, blah, blah. So it's really finding that balance. 7 to mid, I think I hit every note that needs to be hit. 10 to 2. Good. The overnight one, who knows? I don't know. It's hard to, whatever. You know, it's one of those things. It's just one of those things. It's an inside joke. You either know it or you don't. You have to experience it. But I love all the time slots. I love everybody in the audience. That's for sure.
Tommy, the total package.
Thank you. I'm also Tommy, the legend. I'm many
Tommy,
times.
The beast, Logie.
That's right. I'm positive Tommy, which is my bread and butter, Tommy.
I am tenacious Tommy.
Yes. I'm also...
I'm Tommy, the fountain of information.
I'm also...
Tommy Pucks.
I'm also...
I'm a clicks machine and a Tommy
the
manager.
I am Tommy the visionary.
Tommy the complainer.
I am Tommy the family man.
Yes, I am. And I'm looking out for all the families out there as the sports try to take you away from the family at times. Including
Tommy the mama's boy.
Thank you. Including this Sunday, Mother's Day, 3:30, Nick playoff game, which we're all going to be locked into, our mothers included. It just is what it is. Sometimes you just have to roll with the punches. And I'm not only talking to you as a sports fan, but the people in our lives that aren't sports fans. This is the life that has been chosen. And I said this to my wife the other day. If you are married to a diehard sports fan, that is definitely a challenging life. Think about it. if you are marry a guy who doesn't like sports, think about all the free space they have as a person. You know what I mean? I feel like the non-diehard sports fan, they definitely are a little bit neater. Doesn't it feel that way? They definitely are an organizer. They have like a calendar. They're very helpful. You ever notice that? They're very good. You know,
they're more well-adjusted, happier, less emotional.
Correct. They don't have an obsession in their life that dictates their mood. They're overall positive people. You know what I mean? They're more helpful as husbands. Am I wrong on that? Maybe I'm not, but maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I told her that. She goes, I'm not sure about that. I go, well, you're married to a person that loves sports. She goes, yeah, it's true, but it's the business you're in. I go, that's fair. I think that's a good, I parlayed into the job, so it's you could pretty much bundle it. Because you imagine if Evan Roberts or John Dostremsky couldn't use the job excuse? Heck, would they? No, we just watch Citadel in Alabama on a Saturday because we have to. And that really goes for Sean. It goes for a lot of us that are just love sports.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Did he look good in July and August, Bob, with Romine behind the plate?
Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama. Put Romine behind him up?
Yeah. He wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire.
Put Romine behind him up?
I love John. I got to get him on the show again. We had him on, in March? I got to get him on again. Because obviously he's a huge Knicks fan. His Yankees are rolling. We got to get him on at some point. I don't know. I talk to him every day. I'll just ask him. He'll come on. It doesn't matter. But yeah, think about that though. Like I was like my brother-in-law doesn't like sports at all. And I go over there and he's just got everything down to a science as far as a husband. And I'm sitting there going, geez, my wife has to make a chore list for me. I'm useless.
Instead of watching your team lose on a Sunday, you just go for a hike or something, have a little granola, get some sunshine.
Yeah, and I think sports affects us. Like it takes away our, like it makes us like not bad husbands, because obviously we're great ones, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just that one thing, because plenty, and I'm not trying to genderize it, but there are obviously, I think, more women that don't like sports than men. That makes sense, right? There's plenty of women that love sports. I'm not trying to suggest that there aren't. But like, for instance, my wife, she doesn't like sports, and I'm sure your wives, they either do or don't, but the ones that don't, they probably wish you didn't watch as much sports, especially at the key moments. Now, sometimes when you have kids or you have things going on, it doesn't matter. Sports has to take the back seat. And obviously, people that don't like sports have passions of theirs, but stuff that completely overtakes their lives, I don't know. I got to talk to my sister-in-law about this. I'm sure she'll say I don't know what she'll say, but for many who don't like sport, I tell my wife, you want to watch a baseball game? She just politely says, no, I don't. Okay, I don't blame you, actually. So, I mean, really, if I didn't like baseball, I probably wouldn't be watching it either. You know what I mean? So I try for a little bit like football, which is a little bit more exciting. But then she starts asking questions I don't have the answer for, like she's a six-year-old. Why does that player wear a visor? I don't know. Why does that player have a certain sleeve? I don't know. Why is this? I don't know. Hey, how come this? Please shut up, please. I'm actually regretting my decision asking you to do this. I was trying to be a nice person. I was trying to be a nice husband. I was trying to do this so the next time we have an argument, you could say, hey, thank you for letting me watch the game with you. Now, 3 to 4 seconds into this, I am completely regretting my decision asking you to do this. I am Tommy the Family Man. I am. But I'm also many Tommies, as you know. I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer, which I've been doing a great job with, by the way, with my car.
Tommy the Pothole Slayer.
Yes. So the pothole, because driving through the city is like driving on the moon. It's just... Got a little lightheaded there. That's okay.
Loogie!
I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I'm Tommy Potholes, and I try to figure out, you know, how when I'm driving, not to pop one of those tires on a pothole.
Tommy Potholes.
Thank you. Where was I here? Oh, yes. Let's go to Paulie in Greenwich. What's up, Paulie?
Tommy, what's up, buddy? You're the best.
Thank you, bro. What's happening?
So I'm the guy who gave you the name The Beast. I don't know if you remember.
I do. I always appreciate the listeners when they give me nicknames. It helps out in the creativity department, for sure.
So first, I want to wish all the mothers, you know, happy Mother's Day, all your fans. Yep. You know, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
That's correct.
You know?
Yes.
And I want you to know, I special ordered you something that only you're going to have in the world. Nobody, you can look on the web, nobody's going to have it. So in the front, it's going to say simply the best. It's a red, white, and blue shirt. In the back, it says Beast. And you got the hat that says simply the best. And in the back of the hat, it says Beast.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Very, very, you shouldn't have. That's very generous. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right, Tommy. Good luck. And you are the best.
Thank you. You be good, bro. Yes, and yes, happy. We've had a little fun with it, but of course, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Tommy the Beast Loogie.
And for all of you that forgot Mother's Day is on Sunday, you're welcome. I am Tommy the
Tommy the Mama's Boy.
Yes, I'm also Tommy the Fountain of Information. I am here
I'm Tommy the Fountain of Information.
I'm here to inform you You know, so it's funny, Connor, sometimes when I go back and listen to the show, it's hard for me to tell if it's me saying it or it's the drop. And I wonder out loud if the audience knows that when we play those things, that's me in the past saying it. So, like, for example, this is me right now saying it. I'm Tommy, the fountain of information.
I'm Tommy, the fountain of information.
And that, what you just heard, is a drop of me saying it or a soundbite or just
Tommy, the mama's boy.
That was me in the past as well. This is me in the current, present, and soon I'll be in the future. And what does the future hold for us? Hopefully a championship for the Knicks as we inch closer and closer to a game three where they are up 2-0 on the Sixers. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But the big story with the Knicks is, of course, OG Anunoby. We'll get into that as we roll on here another 90 minutes. If you want to get on the board and talk about the Mets, the Yankees, Spencer Jones is getting called up. The Mets won another series. There's a lot to get into. We got 90 minutes left in the show, so still plenty of time to jump aboard and have a conversation with a generational talent. The phone number is 888-808-1019. It is Loogie in the Limelight. Positive Tommy here in prime time.
Here's Loogie.
It is now time for the... Connor, did we do a fan focus this hour? I don't think we did. Actually, I know what I wanted to do. We'll get to the fan focus in just 1 second. So, tomorrow night is game three down in Philly. Knicks Sixers. Knicks up 2-0. Tomorrow night, I will be at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue, right here in New York City, the greatest city in the world. Buddy's, that's on 3rd Avenue. I'll be watching the game, hanging out, enjoying some Coronas. So if you don't have plans, you should definitely swing by. And even if you do have plans, cancel the plans because you have new plans, and that's to hang out with your boy. Charles Smith will be there as well. That's Buddy's on 3rd Avenue in New York City tomorrow evening. I should be arriving around... I don't know, 6 o'clock hour, something like that. We'll see. It depends on the train schedule. I'll definitely be there by 7. So you watch the game and hang out. 3rd Avenue, which I believe is the LES, the Lower East Side, which is my old stomping grounds. So it's always a good scene. And look, if you know your boy well enough, I'll be there for the game, and perhaps I'll be there for after hours, because the city truly never sleeps. Except in 2020, it went to bed for a little bit. I always used to say, the city never sleeps until COVID came around, and then it was like having, you know, it was the city that never sleeps had kids and started going to bed at 10 o'clock at night. It was honestly like the craziest thing ever. I was living in the city at the time. I was like, this is New York City? You could hear a pin drop after 11 o'clock. Usually on a Tuesday at 4 in the morning, I could buy a slice of pizza and a Cadillac, and the place is rocking. It's certainly rocking on a Friday night, and it'll certainly be rocking on a Friday night where there is a Knicks playoff game going on. Now, granted, it'll be in Philly, but the city will be, I think, even more electric because the bars are going to be packed, especially the one I will be at. That is Buddy's on 3rd Avenue, so you definitely want to swing by to hang out. You get to do whatever it is. You get to see me in my habitat. You get to enjoy. Like, you hear me on the radio. Now you get to see me in person, and you get to
damage.
Talk to me. Big time. Maybe Connor will come by. So if you have a hot sister, bring her, too. Why not? Rolling extremely dude heavy. Yeah, we don't want that for sure. Well, I mean, if it is, it is what it is. But it's never a bad thing to mix it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're rolling like 10 or 12 deep with dudes, you know?
Extremely dude heavy.
It's you and 6 dudes with no purpose for being there. Goons. Broing out.
Extremely dude heavy.
But yeah, I mean, listen, you know, like I said, you know, bring him around, you know, bring him around.
Let him watch.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now it is time for the fan focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. The news on OG Anunoby is a lot better than we were all fearing. He is questionable for Game 3. He did suffer a hamstring strain. It doesn't sound too serious. In fact, there is a report out there by Ian Begley that there is optimism within the Knicks locker room that OG Anunoby will be able to play in Game 3 or Game 4. I would not play OG Anunoby in this series. I wouldn't. Unless the series somehow ends up being 2-2, and the Sixers are able to come back in this series. Otherwise, I wouldn't play him. I just don't see the reward to it. I think it's too much risk. I think the Knicks will win the series without him. I would not mess around. I would keep Anunoby in bubble wrap. He's too important. I would not mess with it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Mike is in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's happening?
I want to know, like, what do you think would happen if the Knicks, OG, doesn't play, and they lose the games, and now they lost their 2-0 lead, and the Sixers get back into the series, and that could be bad.
Well, listen, if this is one of those situations where he can get back on the court, whenever this series starts to get dicey, whether it's, and I think it's 2-2, it's dicey, I would have him back out there game 5 Tuesday at MSG. Otherwise, though, I would try to get by without him, and I think they will, especially when you consider Detroit seems like it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to beat the Cavs. They're up 2-0 in that series. It's in all likelihood going to be Knicks-Pistons. They're going to need him for that Pistons series. I don't think they're going to need him for this series against the 76ers.
Oh. And do you think they could beat the Pistons?
Yes, absolutely. But I would much rather see Ananobi on the floor. Like, if he's not there, appreciate the call, bud. If he's not there, it's going to be a lot harder to do that, especially with the defense that you'd be losing. Like, the Pistons have their lunch pail, their hard hat. They got a lot of guys that can give you problems. That's for sure. So they're going to need Ananobi. They're going to need his muscle. They're going to need his strength. They're going to need his wing defense in that series for sure. I just think in this one here against Philly, not so much. First off, they're up 2-0. Second off, Philly has no depth. They have injuries of their own. They have issues to deal with of their own with Joel Embiid in terms of his availability. They are a team that once they get down, that's pretty much a wrap for them in their playoff, especially this group. Embiid's an underachiever in the playoffs. He's a whiner. He's a complainer. I won't use the B word that Tiki used to describe him, but I will use a different one, and that is baby. And the Knicks are just deeper, and they're better. And even without Ananobi, I think the series would end in 5. Split over the weekend, and then wrap it up at MSG. And it could easily be a sweep. Easily. I could see that happening, too. Even, like I said, with Ananobi sideline, which is where I would keep him. Because, yes, according to everything we're reading and hearing and that is being fed to us by the Knicks through the reporters, it sounds like this is a no biggie situation. This sounds like this is an injury that is not going to be long term, might not even be short term, as he could be in the lineup tomorrow. I don't expect that, though. I really don't. I would be pretty stunned if he's playing. Number one, because I think that he has an injury that probably should keep him out a game or two. Like, he has a hamstring strain, so he's probably going to miss a game or two anyway. And I don't think the Knicks are going to push this. I think they're going to be cautious. Now, the reason why I think you're hearing some of the stuff we're hearing about it is because they...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintainx.com/AI.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Don't want to tip their hand to the Sixers. They want Philly and Nick Nurse to think, hey, maybe Adonobi's going to play. So we have to prepare for it. It's gamesmanship. If it was a super bad injury, maybe, perhaps, they would say out. But I don't know if the Knicks would. But I think a couple years ago that was the case. Like, Shams came out and said that Adonobi, when he got hurt against the Pacers, he's going to be out. And I want to say the Knicks were more cloak and dagger about it, which I understand. Because, like you said, you don't want the opponent to know what's going on. But in this situation, and this is another report from Ian Begley, SNY, said that this is truly a day-to-day thing, not a day-to-day thing where he'll be back in 10 days. It really is day-to-day. Okay, that's fine, but I don't want a guy who has a laundry list of injuries and a guy that is super important. He's been the MVP of the Knicks so far this playoffs, and ever since he's gotten here, their record with him on the court is much better than what his record is without it. I'd much rather have him healthy for the long run, because I think in the short run, they have enough to get by Philly, based on the Knicks' strengths and also and what they got going on and also what Philly doesn't have going on and what they lack, the Sixers do. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And I would be stunned if he plays game three. That would be, because it was enough for him to come out of the game. It was enough for him to not be on the bench. It was enough for him to, he has a hamstring strain. And you're telling me with 1 day rest, he's going to be back on the floor, a guy that has the injury resume that he has. I just wouldn't go that route. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. We got plenty of time left to take your calls. Another hour and change here. So if you're up on the line, we'll get to you. We got plenty of time, like I said. The phone number to join if you are on the line is 888-808-1019. Knicks, Mets, Yankees, everything on the table. It is after hours. Lugie in the late night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Got you for another hour and 10 here on The Fan. And then I will have you for the overnight. Sunday into Monday. And by the way, tomorrow night I will be at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue, right here in New York City, the greatest city in the world. I'll be hanging out with Charles Smith. I'll be hanging out with people at Buddy's, and hopefully you will be one of them, because it's your opportunity to hang with me, with Charles Smith, watch a Knick game, enjoy all the fruits and labor of the greatest city in the world on a Friday night. What better place to be watching a Knick playoff game? I'll be hanging out for the duration of the game. Game starts at 7 o'clock. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Spencer Jones has been called up by the Yankees, And this isn't a very an exciting move for Yankee fans because they get an opportunity to watch a player that has incredible power, incredible potential, and the path to this guy being must-see TV, I think, is pretty great because he has just incredible. Now, he strikes out a lot, but he has incredible power. And I know the Yankees hit a ton of home runs already, but there's just something to be said about a guy like this who's he's a big dude. He can hit the ball a long way. It's box office. And he certainly, on the levels before the major leagues, has been a masher. Now, hopefully he can cut down on the strikeouts. Otherwise, I don't know how long he'll be up here. But with the opportunity to play with Stanton hurt, with Dominguez, who unfortunately suffered an injury today, and he's going on the IL. Not a concussion, but he crashed into the wall. And he has a low-grade left AC sprain in his left shoulder, which is a bummer for Dominguez, too. It's been a stop-and-start career for him. So far, he's still super young, but the promise that he had in terms of the guys he was... Remember, people were comparing him to Mike Trout, Mickey Mantle, he's the Martian. Some of his stuff that has happened to him is not his fault. I mean, injuries are just part of the game. But he also hasn't been given a ton of opportunities to showcase his skills as well. He finally got that opportunity here, and it seemed like he might have gotten a long runway if he played well. And he's certainly a dynamic player with the speed, but unfortunately the injury bug bit him again, and he will be on the shelf, and Spencer Jones will now be called up by the Yankees, and he will be, I assume, DHing at this point. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Drew is in Denver. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Tommy, first time, long time.
Appreciate
big
you.
Fan of yours.
Thank
on,
you.
The, on the overnight.
Thank
big
you.
Fan. Question. So, watching the Knicks eye test, the Sixers are better with Embiid out. Like, seeing Tyrese Maxey get more touches and just more time with the ball, I don't know. I just want to get your take that it feels like the Sixers are in a better spot than they were, I don't know, a couple days ago.
They're definitely more, I would say they're not, but I understand where you're coming from. I think a lot of what had to do in game one is that they were just out of complete energy coming off. That was a tough spot for them. The Knicks are a buzzsaw right now, and you had a seven-game series that they played where they had a battle back from 3-1. They just played on Saturday night in Boston. So that was the Lambs going to the slaughter in game one. I know they played better in game two, but I think they would have played better even if Embiid was out there. Now, look. They're faster, they're quicker, they're more athletic. They actually have five guys get down the floor, both on defense and on offense. But Embiid, his skill set to me, I'd rather have him in the lineup than not have him in there. So I think they are better with Embiid. But either version of them, I think the Knicks will be able to handle with or without Ananobi. And if the injury is a thing here, which I have a feeling it is, I mean, it's a hamstring strain, I would keep him out. Even if, and Embiid, who knows if he's going to play, but either way, I think that the Sixers are, you know, ready, made to order here for the Knicks.
Just seeing them in transition, though, Tommy, they look good, like, without Embiid.
Yeah, they're quicker.
He's like a dead space in the floor, though, no?
He is, but he also creates, now listen, Cat got in foul trouble anyway, but he also, now, the nonsense when it's working in his direction, because remember, when he came back, that's when the Sixers went on their run to beat the Celtics, so I want to give him, the other
right,
guys deserve
right.
it too, but he deserves a lot of credit there. But the other thing is the Knicks have the bigs where the Celtics didn't to kind of match Embiid. I still, if I was a Sixer fan, I would think I'd be better off with Embiid on the floor. But his nonsense is tough to take, even if you're a fan of Philly. But you're right, quicker, more in transition, more athletic guys with Oubre, with George, with Edgecombe, with Maxey, and you're really running the offense through Tyrese Maxey, who was clamped down by Bridges in the fourth quarter. But I hear where you're coming from, but I'd still rather have Embiid on the floor.
100%. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a Loogie here, Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the limelight. We got another hour to go here on the show. So we have Knicks, Yankees, Spencer Jones, the Mets. We'll mix them more into the conversation coming up. But, of course, tons of your Knicks calls as we get ready for a Game 3 tomorrow night in Philadelphia. That number two, join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.